This is VOA News via remote. Tommy. A ransomware attack has paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies. That is according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to the incident. John Hammond of the security firm Huntress Labs says that a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind that attack. He says the criminals in the Rivoa gang targeted a software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management software as a conduit to spread the ransomware more widely. Other researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. It was not immediately clear how many Kaseya customers might be affected or who they might be. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan Friday after 20 years in the country and amid warnings from top military commanders that the country could descend into civil war without them. The Bagram pullout brought an effective end to the longest war in the U.S. history. The base an hour's drive north of Kabul was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. The Taliban thanked them for leaving. For the international forces, more than 3,500 of whom were killed in Afghanistan, the exit came with no pageantry. The number of people missing in the Florida condominium collapse fell following a new review, but fears of another potentially catastrophic failure deepened Friday after engineers found unsafe conditions in a different tower and ordered the entire building evacuated. The city of North Miami Beach announced that an audit prompted by the deadly collapse of the towers found that 156-unit Crestview Towers building structurally and electrically unsafe. Meanwhile, four more bodies were pulled from the rubble in Surfside, including a 7-year-old, which brings the total of deaths to 22. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has denounced the burning and vandalism of Catholic churches that followed discovery of unmarked graves in former schools for Indigenous children. Several Catholic churches have recently been vandalized or damaged in fires following the discovery of more than 1,100 unmarked graves at the sites of three former residential schools run by the church in British Columbia. Generations of Indigenous children had been forced to attend the schools. The nation also saw a series of attacks Thursday, Canada Day, on statues of Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and other historical figures. Driven by the Delta variant, a new wave of COVID-19 is sweeping across the African continent, where new cases, hospital admissions, and deaths are increasing. The World Health Organization said South Africa is leading the new surge in Africa, where cases and case numbers are doubling every 3 weeks. Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, the WHO's regional director, said the speed and a scale of Africa's third wave is like nothing seen before. The Delta variant reported in 16 African countries has become dominant in South Africa, which accounts for more than half of Africa's new cases. The WHO said the Delta variant had been detected in 97% of samples sequenced in Uganda and in 79% of samples sequenced in Congo. Health authorities in Thailand have reported over 6,200 new COVID-19 cases, setting a record for a third straight day as concerns mount over shortages of treatment facilities and vaccine supplies. Around 90% of Thailand's reported cases and 95% of the deaths have been recorded since early April. There were nearly 1,000 deaths in June, more than 15 times total for all of last year. Critics say the government has failed to secure timely and adequate vaccine supplies, and efforts to obtain more have proceeded slowly. The director of the National Vaccine Institute says a Thai company was supposed to provide 10 million doses a month of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Banning all fans from the Tokyo Olympics is still an option, with the games opening during a pandemic in just 3 weeks, according to the president of the Tokyo Organizing Committee Friday. This would be a reversal of a decision spelled out 10 days ago by organizers to allow a limited number of local fans, up to 10,000, to attend. Fans from abroad were banned months ago as too great a risk. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.